Okay, I know you've been wondering. This is still Coast 93.1. And after our boss was let go this week, people probably saw that and thought, oh my God, what happened? Did they change to country?
Man, I needed that pick-me-up more than anyone
What else
knows.
Is happening? What's happening with Coast? Yeah, so that was Kelly's pick, and I said I'd play it. So
okay. I needed it. Yes,
okay,
thank you.
From
everybody.
Now on, we can't pick songs that are not Coast songs.
All right, fine.
Because otherwise, we're... Look.
Well, I don't want you going anywhere.
Yeah, okay. I'm next on the
if
list.
If you go, I go.
Yeah, I'm next on the chopping block here. Oh. So, you know, let's play nice.
Okay.
Because you never know. They'll just go, okay, bye. Okay. So let's not play any more country on Coast, okay?
Okay.
Well, we could still play Carrie Underwood, but that's not. We're talking like fun Friday, like crank up while you're driving to the beach or the lake or whatever kind of songs.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sorry. On our Facebook Live, Sarah said, can you play These Boots Are Made for Walking next?
I'm like,
no.
Sarah.
Sorry. Love you, Sarah, but that's a no, okay?
These boots are made for walking.
Come on, I like this job.
And that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Name the singer. Ooh.
Blonde hair. She's wearing black boots in the video.
Mm.
Oh.
It's if our business manager married Frank.
If our business manager
married Frank. Nancy Sinatra.
Oh. Crap. Yeah.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, guys.
Believe it or not, I just played the entirety of Dolly Parton 9 to 5 on
Yes.
Coast.
You won, Kelly?
I won.
She won with that, yeah.
So much for that violin song and dance you did before.
Oh, I know.
Blake, you're
oh,
so
woe
popular.
Is me. Oh,
God.
Yeah.
Oh,
jeez.
Woe is me.
Mm-hmm. So I made a rule that because I would like to keep my job after this week, we have to pick a song that is related to like the Coast playlist.
Okay.
Like a song that we would play. It could still be like a fun Friday song. You know, like summer song or whatever, but it has to be. We can't play a country song from 30 years ago.
Well, it did win, though. It's just straight. It's just weird because those are the ones that the people are picking.
I know it won. I can't believe that. I love it though. I do love that song.
I am kind of surprised it did win.
Oh, I don't know what to pick next. I have a couple.
I already have mine for next.
Okay, now back to the music on Portland's adult hit music station.
Jolene, Jolene,
yes.
Jolene.
I did love that song. I have a remix of that on my biking playlist.
From Dumplin'.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Very good, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's exactly right. From the movie Dumplin', which is a great movie.
Great movie.
Jen Aniston. And, yeah. So the big news, if you missed it earlier this morning or on our Zoom happy hour where Todd revealed it secretly first. And by the way, if you want to join us, we're going to do that again next week. Even though, I mean, we're off on Monday. It'll be the normal like best of stuff. But we will be back, of course, live on Tuesday morning. And Thursday, we'll do another happy hour on Zoom.
Got
brought
it.
To you by Town & Country Federal Credit Union, tcfcu.com. So Todd had an addition to the family.
What?
Yes. We now are proud owners of a little itty baby kitten.
Aww. Yeah. Has it lost its mittens?
And it's named, it's a girl, right?
It's a little girl. She's named Aries because she was born in late March. And there were a few others on the list. I'm not sure how we ended up on that one. But it wasn't my choice. But
now,
anyway.
If you are new to the show, welcome. And thank you for joining us. Our little fun get-togethers we have every morning. It is The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. By the way, I don't think I said that before. It's Coast 93.1 too, which you still may be confused about. It's why are they playing Dolly Parton?
Right.
It's still that is not changing. Don't worry. The company's not going that crazy. Okay. Todd has been hellbent against getting any sort of pet. Like the fish that Lila had was even that was kind of a
it was monumental.
Yeah.
It was
because she wanted
a
dog.
Lot.
She wanted a dog for the longest time.
And
I mean, there was a campaign. News Center Maine put it up as the Pulse question once. I mean, it was
seriously.
Yeah. So there was a big press to get Lila the dog that she wanted. But they ended up getting a cat. So what was the before we talk more about your future as cat people and how this is going to change you?
Oh, boy.
I'm so excited.
How did you end up saying, okay, let's do it. Was it like a recent thing or had this been a discussion for months or?
Well, it's been, so a couple of months ago or whenever this COVID thing started, I used to have Waffles, Lila's Beta Fish, behind me in my shot for TV. And Waffles passed away like a week later. Yeah. And I told Lila before she passed away, I said, look, if Waffles passes away on my watch, because she was worried that I'd bring her down to the basement, it's too cold, she's going to get scared, blah, blah, blah. I said, if she dies on my watch, we'll get you another one. And it evolved into a hamster. That we'd get her a hamster.
I remember that.
A small little mammal.
And we were pushing for that.
Yeah.
And then how did that turn into a cat?
So as we looked into hamsters, like, people were like, hamsters don't want to be held. They don't like to cuddle. They're just like, they stink.
They're just little rats.
Well, and they're, I mean, I had a hamster. Yeah. I had a couple hamsters when I was a kid.
Oh, sorry, Blake.
And, no, but I agree. Like, you got to clean the cage and it's, but you can't like hold, I mean, you can, but they're so small and delicate. They're not like, they don't, So
they don't do much. And they're not very, loving. So then then that escalated to a rabbit. We were on the rabbit train for a little bit.
Oh.
And then someone was like, if you're going to get a rabbit, just get a cat. They're much easier to deal with. You can leave them there alone for a couple of days. Just make sure there's food and water out.
Yeah,
it's not
that's
like
true.
You can't go away.
Right.
You know, so, and that was a big thing for me because we're all over the place. We're social butterflies.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you try to play
family.
You try to put, well, back before we actually planned, when we planned drinks. But
my gosh.
You try and plan dinner or drinks with the Guttners. It's like you have to go through the White House scheduler.
Oh,
like, it's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, okay. Yeah. I think, let me text Rachel and Todd. Let's see. It's May. We're available. We could do the first week of October. And I'm like, really? How are you this busy?
So that's good.
Now, here's the thing. Are you going to become the crazy cat guy? You know, like the stereotypical.
No, that's not going to be me.
Well,
I mean, say that.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a new t-shirt.
I'm going to be the hard owner of the family. Like, I'm going to be the disciplinarian.
Right.
You know,
the bad
cop.
So
this cat, I don't think will ever really, really warm up to me.
Yes, she will.
She follows Rachel around the house.
No, can't you tell already?
You know, puppy dog. You know, like, it's
Todd's
just crazy.
No, because
Todd, as much as he tries to be like a hard ass, is a total softy.
Yeah.
At times.
Yeah, I don't know.
My children, maybe.
Yeah,
Definitely not with Rachel. I think she would wish I was more of a softy.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was probably part of the discussion that we broke into during happy hour.
Yep, that was it. Yep. Right in the middle of the Zoom happy hour.
Awkward.
I'll tell you what, Zoom, you never know what you're going to miss if you miss our Zoom happy hours. I mean, like, one time we met a couple who lives in Wyndham and has a shooting target turned mannequin that sits in the windows and scares people who's named Fred. Okay, that was one time.
Mm-hmm.
There was another time that we watched Todd and Kevin go on a long romance.
Yes,
a flirtation.
Did. An emotional affair.
And then yesterday we did couples counseling with Todd and Rachel.
Yep.
And met the cat and everything.
Yeah.
And then, so you never know. And then we also learned about inappropriate hand gestures that I'm not going to repeat on the radio.
Oh, no?
Yeah. Now Kelly's doing it on Facebook Live.
I'm showing it to
Facebook
Live.
Oh, my God, Kelly.
Can I please have some... I've been forced to play Dolly Parton songs. Kelly's over here doing the shocker. I have no control.
Oh, you said it. We got him, Kelly. We got him.
Now, Todd, here's my one tip. Because I grew up in, we always had a dog and a cat almost all the time. We always had a dog and a cat. Yeah. So I know a little bit about cats. And don't forget, it's a kitten, but the kittens grow up to be a cat. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's a cute little cuddly kitten could grow up to be an angry, vicious cat, okay?
Every kitten grows up to be a cat. They seem so harmless at first, small, quiet, lapping up their saucer of milk. But once their claws get long enough, they draw blood, sometimes from the hand that feeds them.
Yeah, okay, so look out.
That's Spacey from, what show is that?
House of Cards, yeah.
House of Cards,
oh.
Yes.
Yeah, that was when he played a character so creepy it almost matched him in real life.
Now he's super creepy.
Because we found all that out after, you know?
Now he's the worst.
Yeah. So creepy.